Heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
We must question everything, including our leaders and especially ourselves, and see where that leads you.
Don Lemon's commentary is brought to you by Boost Mobile. Boost Mobile, offering you up to 75% off select Kyocera phones. Visit your local Boost Mobile retailer or boostmobile.com/stores for details. From New York, up in Harlem, Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning. You know what? Black Jesus would probably live in Harlem, but he lives in Compton. All right, but anyway, Black Jesus, remember that uproar over Christmas?
Yes.
Somehow, Santa Claus was dragged into it. Well, Black Jesus is back, y'all, this time without Santa Claus, but he's causing quite an uproar and an outrage. Last time it was Fox News. That was a culprit behind the Black Jesus controversy. This time, it is my own parent company at CNN that's behind it. It's Adult Swim from the Cartoon Network, which is owned by Turner Broadcasting, which is owned by Time Warner. Black Jesus is a sitcom created by Aaron Magruder, who also created the edgy animated series Boondocks. Magruder is a genius at the art of subversion. His N-word Boondocks episode ticked off people and just about any group you could name. Conservatives to liberals to everyone from Al Sharpton to Ann Coulter, because he parodied everybody. His Boondocks episode about a theater and movie producer slash actor named Winston Jerome, which allegedly parodied Tyler Perry, also ruffled quite a few feathers, especially Tyler Perry's. Why the outcry this time? Well, in the TV series, Jesus is a wine-drinking, weed-smoking, black man who lives in Compton, California, and he has conversations like this with his friends and his followers.
You get money f***ing with me. You get money f***ing with me. You feel me?
You smoke all the f***ing weed.
You do realize I die for your f***ing sins, right?
Oh, that f***ing getting old.
Man, that was 2014 years ago.
Don't you know we like fine grapes?
Yeah, man. Hey.
Heavens, no. I come through spitting the gospel all the time, man, but y'all ain't trying to hear you, boy, though. Hey, Eugene, go get your colon checked, pimp.
On the rocket's in.
Man, the rocket
is full.
The rocket is full. And then he talks about drinking yak. He said, I shouldn't give y'all any of this good yak because y'all mind ain't right. Before the series has even aired, some are calling for a boycott and that it be canceled. Some Christian groups are calling it utter foolishness and blasphemous. One of those groups is 1 Million Moms, they posted a statement which says that the show makes a mockery of the Lord. That's a quote. Another such group is a House of Prayers of All Nations Ministries in Chicago. The pastor there released a statement which says, we, the Christian community, are vehemently opposed and violently offended at this upcoming program soon to air on your channel called Black Jesus. American Family Association, a white Christian group, is also calling for a boycott of the show, saying this kind of programming is insulting and unacceptable. So obviously, the show is meant to be satirical. Perhaps we need to explain to some people what the term satire means. According to the dictionary, it is the use of humor, irony, exaggeration, or ridicule to expose and criticize people's stupidity or vices, particularly in the context of contemporary politics and other topical issues. Topical issues like Jesus or Santa's whiteness or blackness. Make satire of it, and people can see how silly it is sometimes arguing about one thing. It's essentially a way of educating people through humor. Have we really become so polarized and so sensitive that we have lost our sense of humor? Now ask yourself, what would Jesus do? I think he'd probably, at least, this is in my opinion, watch the first episode before jumping to conclusions and let he who is without sin, or in this case without humor, cast the first stone.
Yeah. All right, Don. I see you on that rocket.